Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're going to any of the summer festivals or matches over the next couple of months, people are being asked to donate their drink bottles and cans to charity. And look, sure, you're well used, I'm sure, at this stage to the return scheme. They operate the deposit return scheme. They're actually going to supply branded bins at concerts and match venues where you are going to be able to leave your drink containers. And there's six different children's charities are going to share the value now of these deposits. This is the good news part of the story. Bernardo's, Barrettstown, Childline, Jack and Jill, Laura Lynn, Children's Hospice and Make-A-Wish are all set to benefit from it. I know I was at St Anne's Park, the festival there on Sunday night, and like I did notice, I have to say now in fairness, you know, there were a number of people walking around with big, huge, clear plastic bags gathering all of the rubbish. I didn't see any of the return bins. I can't say for in all certainty that they weren't there. I just certainly didn't see them. But the amount of cans, like at the end of the night, by the time Tom Jones finished, the amount of cans that were stacked up all at people's feet, walking over them, was just unbelievable to see it. So I do wonder why more festivals aren't taking part in this. Maybe the initiative just hasn't been rolled out elsewhere yet. I want to hear your experience, though, of this. Gareth is with us on the line in Galway. Gareth, I believe you noticed this at the Bloom Festival recently.
I saw it at Bloom, and I thought it was actually a terrific idea because, for a festival or for something like that, it's hard to believe peak summer, but, you would go out, you would buy a couple of drinks, three, four drinks easily on Bloom. It was a fantastic day. You're not going to really try and carry those around to leave them back in the car when you get home or when you get back to your car. So it makes sense to make the offer that you can actually put those into some system that you know that the money's not getting wasted, that it is going to get recycled properly, and that you're making some sort of donation to some charity, be it Childline or something like that. It was a nice touch. I thought it was a smart thing. And if you think about it, if you do have the cans, you are more inclined to actually make sure that you bring them back because you want to see your money do something rather than just put it into the general waste as well.
Yes.
Or so, off into just a general recycling.
So was it that they actually had the return deposit scheme bins at Bloom, Gareth, or was it that they were gathering them to donate to charity to do so?
No, they actually had the yellow bins there.
Oh, great.
That had the return symbol on it, and they had a sign saying make your donations for, I can't remember what the charity was, but they were actually, it was well done and it was quite visible. So you had your general waste, you had food waste, and you had your returns bottles all in the lineup. So it was a nice thing.
So you had the option that day. You could either donate it and let the charity in question benefit from all of the proceeds, or you could gather up whatever, your can of Coke or your plastic bottles of water, bring them home and bring them back to the return facility yourself and get the deposit back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a wonder that more events aren't doing stuff like this.
I'm sure it's an area where they're probably going to look at it, where it'll be a revenue stream or it'll be something for a charity that they'll co-sponsor with or something like that. But I'd say a lot of people now are starting to think about the cans and the drinks cans differently. Like the job that I do in landscaping, when we're driving down the road, like we pick up all our cans and stuff like that. We actually have a huge box back at the depot that we're throwing everything into. And when I had the box, it was for delivery of two lawnmowers, and it's a huge box. You could lie in it, and it's almost a meter tall.
Yeah.
And we're just throwing them in, and it's up in a height, and we started throwing them in. We took a recent look, and I was like, this won't make the end of the year. It's going to be full fairly soon.
Right.
So, Bush, in saying that, like, we drove down the road and we'd see, a can that's been thrown out from, somebody had gotten a takeaway or something like that. In the evening time when we're coming back, we'd be looking and the can's gone. The rubbish is still there, but the can's gone. So, clearly, maybe because some of the schools are off and maybe the kids are out cycling and the weather is better, but somebody's picking them up. So, it is making an impact.
It's good.
It's one of these things you don't think about it, you just see the rubbish, but
yeah.
it's starting to disappear. You don't see it. You don't see that lonely drinks can going across the road for a month before somebody flattens it. Basically, it doesn't last too long anymore.
Well, I've heard two different stories this week, actually, just as it happens in the past 3 days, from people involving the deposit return scheme. One is that every time they go to their local facility, it's full, it's packed, it's waiting to be collected. And the other is that I hear people telling me that they're still often either not working or it's spitting back out the cans of the bottles. I mean, I don't know if that's still teething problems. I don't know, is it that the bottles they're putting in are damaged? But look, we want to hear people's experiences of this today. It's 087 1400 106. Stay with us, Gareth, for a moment. We've JP McMahon, chef and restaurateur, who's also a host at the Taste of Dublin Festival, is with us on the line. Because, JP, the Return for Children campaign, this is actually going to debut at the Taste of Dublin Festival. That kicks off for 3 days from tomorrow. So why are Taste taking part in this?
I think, as all the reasons, as you said, I think it's a great way to, to raise money passively almost, because people, as the other caller said from Bloom, people will be buying stuff. And then I think it's a nice gesture to deposit them in the recycling. And I think there is, at the end of these festivals, sometimes there is so many cans and bottles lying around, and now I suppose they're worth something, which is, I think it's a really great initiative, and I'm sure it's only the start of it, and I'm sure many other festivals will start trying to capitalise, as well as the GAA, I'm sure, will start to capitalise on these and have different centres for taking the bottles.
Yeah, like, I know this is only, you know, we're still probably in the kind of the early stages or the teething phase maybe of this as well, JP, but you do still hear some criticism of it.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I agree. I've gone down to the machine and sometimes it's not working and it's frustrating. But at the same time, I suppose you have to believe that, look, it is doing some good. And I think for me, the pros weigh up anything that's bad. And I think I even see my own kids collecting bottles, even though they keep giving them to me to recycle. They don't want to recycle themselves. They say, I got you another bottle.
But they're doing you a favour.
That's what they collect them on their own. They say, I got you another bottle for your collection. And I was like, it's not for me. But I think they're getting into it. I think it is really good to monetize them because they're so specific, and I understand. I've taken to some of the bottles that don't get you have to blow them if they're cracked at all or crushed. I usually just blow them back up to their original size with my mouth. Because sometimes
and
they come
works.
Back out and. Yeah, it does, because sometimes if it's crushed, it won't read it. So, if a regular Coke bottle or something comes back, yeah. I usually just blow into it, and it actually works. But I think it's a great thing for charity, and I think that around the country, I'm sure we're going to see way more of this, and I definitely think community and local institutions like the GAA or like sports institutions, I think all of them are going to start playing into.
Yeah.
Collecting.
Anne has got in touch. She says Dublin Airport shops sell return deposit bottles, so they should have these children's charity bins, because there's no way to recycle at the airport unless you bring them on holidays and back with you, and sure, who is going to bother doing that? I think Anne is absolutely spot on. This listener says, I've noticed so many people actually rooting through the bins in Dublin City Centre, looking for cans and bottles. Great to see. 087 1400 106, that's the number. But basically, JP, if you're going to Taste of Dublin this weekend, you'll see these children's charity bins there. People can donate their plastic through that.
Yeah, I think look around and just keep them on you for a while. I think it is, even if you keep in your mind that if you do this, you're helping sort of children's charity. I think it's a really good thing to do.
Lama was with us on the line in Wicklow. I believe you've come across one of these initiatives recently.
Yeah, I was also at Bloom this year and I came across all the deposit return bins and the people standing beside them telling you about the initiative. And I think it's a great idea. I think they need to roll it out across, you know, obviously at the airport would be amazing, every single festival. I think it needs to be just kind of more widespread in general, because I know a lot of people aren't bothered to go out and get 15 cent or 25 cent back for themselves, but that is something that they would be willing to give to charity. I think it was absolutely hilarious that at Bloom, while they had the charity bins, they didn't actually have any kind of a deposit return scheme itself. And I think it would be really good if there was kind of a mobile version of that, which they could put around the place as well, because I think people at festivals might be less likely to throw their cans around if they could also just get the 15 cent back and put it into their next drink or their next meal at that festival.
Yeah.
But what I thought was the funniest was that at Bloom, the return initiative scheme itself had a stand at Bloom, but they didn't have any actual functioning machines. They just kind of had a plastic.
So they had the promo table and stand was there telling people about the deposit return scheme and no bin for you to actually deposit your returns.
Exactly. I actually went up to the stand with my bottle because I saw the huge return branding.
Well, there was a PR slip if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, exactly. And they just had a bunch of computer screens with just the word return across them. No videos, no anything, just the word return on the screen.
Yeah, but you couldn't actually return it.
No, you couldn't return it.
Well, you could donate it, I suppose. You could donate your return to charity.
Yeah, you can return it. And it's much better that they're bringing that out because I think a lot of people, they wouldn't be bothered to get 15 cent by themselves. And I know me, myself, if I go to a return scheme and I get in line, often there's a queue, you put your bottles in, you get your couple of 15 cent out, and then there's a huge queue because often they're paired onto supermarkets or they're paired onto Centras. So you need to get that then scanned to actually get your money back. And what I find is that I just have all the little scanned receipts built up and I just tuck them into my wallet because I'm not bothered to get into a huge queue to actually redeem the money back once I've scanned the item.
Well, funny on that, the text in from John who says regarding the bottle return scheme, I picked up an Aldi Christmas gift card. Now, when I receive my deposit back, I'll put the money onto the card, which will give me a few extra quid for Christmas instead of doing that and, you know, just getting the 15 cent or a couple of euro after each return. So I'll definitely see the bonus as long as I don't lose the card. It's not a bad idea.
That's a pretty good idea. But I think another thing is that they need to expand it to other plastics. I mean, especially if you're going to be at Bloom or if you're going to be at these festivals, a lot of people are using single-use plastic cups. A lot of people are using like small plastic packs and none of these are recyclable. Like at Bloom, a lot of the drinks being handed out were in these small like single-use plastic drinks cups and they're not eligible for any of these schemes. And almost all of the food samples as well were being handed out in small plastic cups. They weren't even using paper cups. So it just seems kind of like a silly exercise if half of your plastic waste is coming in through tiny plastic single-use samples and the bins are just sitting there only for bottles. I mean, it could even be extended to shampoo bottles or other plastics because what's happening at the moment is that if you were already recycling, now you need two recycling bags instead of one. Whereas beforehand, I would have just put all of my plastic PET recycling into one bag. Now I need two and I separate the returnables from the non-returnables. And it just creates a kind of a huge hassle of having to double check every single bottle.
Daniel Brown is on the line, Lama, with us as well. Daniel's one of the founders and directors of the Sea Sessions Festival in Bundoran. Daniel, I believe you're not doing this year, the return scheme.
In fairness, Andrea, listening to what JP and some of the other contributors have said, I think it's a great initiative. I think it makes an awful lot of sense to be able to have this on site. It's not something that's been on our radar to date. It's definitely something that we're going to take a look at. Our attitude has been to try and, you know, eliminate the use of single-use plastics altogether. In our campsite, we have, you know, taps for the public to use. We encourage people to bring their keep bottles, which, you know, a lot of festival attendees would have now in the campsite. And then on the main festival site, really, we don't have people bringing, you know, those plastic PET recyclable bottles. It would mainly be drinks that are served, you know, through our bar system.
Through the plastic pint glass, basically, or...
Correct. And again, I think, as your last caller said, there'd be a lot of merit in looking at seeing if more things can be added in to the recyclable system, that deposit scheme. Because I think there is a willingness there with people. I think, will they go to the shop and will they go out of their way to do it? Maybe not, but in a festival scenario where they can recycle some of the plastic that's there in aid of a local charity, I think that's great. Mm. We've always worked with Liquid Therapy, which is a charity in the Northwest here that brings children with autism into the marine environment and helps them experience surfing. They've been our chosen charity since we started over 16 years ago. And I think an initiative like this would be great. As I say, it's not really relevant in our current setup because we put our effort into trying to ensure people don't bring single-use plastic with them.
How does that work? Because, look, I've been to sea sessions many times, Daniel. I can't imagine that many people come up to the bar, you know, with some form of a plastic glass to reuse every time they're buying a pint.
No. So the plastic glasses that are used at the bar, they are sort of the standard festival plastic glass. Really where our recycling effort would be is in the, you know, in the rubbish collection. So we have everything segregated at the festival. So we'll have segregated waste that goes for recycling. That's done pretty seriously by our litter pickers. But then, the actual plastic glasses that get served at bars and festivals all over the country, they're not recyclable.
A lot of, well, I can only mention, I suppose, the most recent festival or gig I was at outdoors. I mentioned St. Anne's Park there in Dublin on Sunday night. And a lot of what I saw, what they were serving, we'll say, aside from Heineken in your pint glass, were, you know, the pre-mixed cans of maybe gin and tonics or, you know, Smirnoff and Coke or whatever, those pre-mixed cans. So there probably is an opportunity where festivals or matches or gigs are selling cans like that or products like that to have some kind of a return system.
In our scenario, we don't use aluminium cans on site. So, you know, again, that's not an issue that we have. Where, and in fairness, I think with the litter picking teams, a lot of the waste that's generated within festival sites is, as an industry standard, segregated pretty well. Unfortunately, some of that is not recyclable. And I think that's something, you know, for the drinks industry, they could really look at trying to progress. I know there are some big moves afoot with that by some of the larger beer brands in the country, but I suppose I'd let them maybe make their announcements in relation to that. Where a lot of festival waste comes from is campsites. And one of actually the biggest problems in festival businesses is these cheap recyclable or, you know, these cheap tents that get sold in supermarkets. I mean, to me, that's one of the biggest shames. We put a lot of effort into trying to ensure people make sure they take those tents away with them. But every year we see these tents abandoned, left behind. They're ripped, they're of cheap material, they're poor, and they literally just end up being rubbish at the end of it. And I think that's a, you know, in terms of the tonnage of waste that might come out of a festival, it's really, that's probably where a lot of heavy lifting does need to be done in terms of those cheap disposable tents.
Mary Gamble is on the line too, Daniel. Mary's the Director of Fundraising for Barnardo's, because Mary, you're one of the chosen six children's charities that are going to share in the value now of these deposits as part of the Return for Children campaign. How important is this?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the first time that these six children's charities have actually come together on a single campaign, which just shows just how exciting the complete initiative is. Altogether, there will be about 165,000 service users that will benefit from this campaign nationwide. That's how many children and families that the six charities work with each year. And it's in communities across Ireland that they work that we work with. And we work with vulnerable children. We work with children with serious illnesses, often life-limiting. So this is a really important partnership with us. And not only does it help the work that we do, but it drives that environmental sustainability message that's really important to all of us. So we're really excited about it. But as you said, Andrew, at the beginning, yeah, we haven't actually launched yet the first campaign. The first chance we actually get to put those wheelie bins out will be the Taste of Dublin. They're giant orange wheelie bins with a purpose-built hole at the top of the wheelie bin where you can put the bottles in. So it's a really eye-catching design, and all of the logos of the six charities will be on the front. So you literally won't be able to miss them at the entrance and the exits to all the events. And it's been brilliant to hear so many people talking about it so positively. And if there are any other event organisers, large event organisers out there listening today, they too can get involved. We can get bins out to them as well. If you just email info@return.ie, you can actually find out how your event can get involved with this amazing initiative.
Yeah,
well,
you heard Daniel Brown there saying it's, you know,
not something
they're opposed to at all. I mean, I would imagine that most festivals would be keen to do this. I know Electric Picnic are going to do it as part of the campaign in August, and the Ploughing Championships as well then in September. But like, you would think that most event organisers and festivals would be encouraged to do something like this. Sure, it seems like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Well, when you were talking about St Anne's Park, I was there as well, actually. There were little bottles everywhere, and you're just thinking, my God, we could have done so much with that money that would have been raised there. It really is a no-brainer. It's a win-win. It's a win-win for the environment, and it's a win-win for children. This campaign really does mark the start of a really interesting journey for these six children's charities to come together and work collectively. It's the first time we've ever done that, which shows how important this subject is to all of us. So it's a win-win, and people really should get on board if they can.
Yeah, Fort Luke and Adventureland are collecting the cans to donate the money to Crumlin Children's Hospital. They're saying that they didn't know there was a designated charity drive. What's that email again, Mary, if people want to touch base?
So it really is the launch today. So nobody really will have heard about it before today, but it's a very easy thing to organise. So it's info@return, and it's re-turn.ie. If you would like to get some bins organised for any event that you have going on during the summer, we'd be more than happy to get them sent out to you. They're, as I said, they're really bright orange bins with a kind of a designated hole at the top of it. So it's very easy for people to drop them in as they walk past. And it will just, you know, it will raise so much money for children across the country, which is really what it's all about.
Well, there you've heard it here first. Mary Gamble, Director of Fundraising for Barnardo's. Mary, thanks a million for joining us here. That's the Return for Children campaign. I'm sure you'll see these bins at nearly every event or match. You should definitely see them. As Mary says, you won't miss them. Thanks a million to all of our callers for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.